This podcast is sponsored by the Premier Surgical Office-Based Surgery Center in Knoxville. Accredited, affordable care performed by surgeons you can trust. If you love the Swain Event and you want more of the show every day, you can now get it with Swain Event Plus. Swain Event Plus features exclusive, in-depth interviews with former Vols.
She saved my life. I probably would have never made the college, man.
I looked at him and said, Coach, no disrespect. I'm going to Tennessee. I'm going to play in SEC.
With Swain Event Plus, you can also get access to the exclusive podcast Reel on the Hill with Tennessee media legend John Bryce.
What is going on there with that battle?
I had lunch with some folks over the course of this past week who indicated some inside the program believe that Jarrett Garantano is really ready to take that next step.
So go to SwainEventPlus.com right now to sign up and check out all of the amazing extras that you can get. That's SwainEventPlus.com. Get more.
Deep down the middle, he's got his man, and he's gone. Jason Swain, touchdown.
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Get into the house and a red flag.
Friday. Best day of the week here, Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Our telephone number, the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline, bdry.com, 865-255-03. Ben McKee, Charlie Burris, Jason Swain here on a beautiful, beautiful Friday in East Tennessee. Thank you for joining the program, whether it is on the Swain Event app, free for Android, Apple devices, 850 AM, 100.9, Rocky Top Sports, or streaming us live at SwainEvent.com. We really, really appreciate your time and your ears, and we have a lot to discuss today on, again, a Friday, 3 minutes past the top of the hour. Benjamin, Charlie, good morning, individuals.
What up?
What's up?
How we feeling this morning? It's Friday.
I'm feeling
great.
Yeah. Doing well. You described outside as beautiful and beautiful. It was a little like misty, dreary outside, but that's okay because we get to sit here and talk about sports for 3 hours, which is always awesome.
So. It's football weather.
Truth.
It is football weather.
It depends on how you look at it. Everything is in the eye of the beholder.
Football weather. It was perfect. It rained yesterday, and it always happens like this. The football gods said, oh, wait a minute. Practice is at 7:30? Okay, I'll let it rain till about 6. Then we'll clear things up because we want the Vols to practice on the outdoor field because they put so much time and effort into the field. Got 3 beautiful fields. You know, we don't want to make these guys practice inside. So let's make sure everything is nice for the Tennessee practice. And then the clouds went away, and the skies cleared up, and it turned out to be a beautiful, beautiful evening for football yesterday. Got a chance to check out practice, and that was a real football practice. That was a real football practice. And we got some real coaches, man. We really do. And I know it's easy to be very skeptical of the people that have been paid by the university over the last couple of years, whether it's AD, coaches, administrators, whatever. Fair to be very skeptical, but I sit there and I watch practice, and I watch coaches. I watch real coaches. I watch offense coordinator that he was getting it done. He was getting it done. And a lot of the periods that close off to the media, you know, obviously there's things I can't talk about in detail. But I think Tyson Helton gonna be okay. Dominic Wood Anderson, man, oh man, good luck guarding that dude. He stays healthy for 2 years. He's gonna play on Sundays. Good luck guarding that dude. Too big to hold up in a passing game. You can't jam him. You can't do anything like that. He got some hands. He can move.
He reminds me of Michael Rivera.
Mike has some really good hands. He can move. DWA is bigger. Michael probably had better routes to him, and they both have really good hands. DWA is more suited for the running game. Big knock on Mike Rivera is wasn't physical enough. I don't know if Dominic Wood Anderson is going to struggle in that area. Brandon Kennedy is a newcomer that's taken over a position. Dominic Wood Anderson is also a newcomer that's probably taken over a position. And he's really good. So he's going to be a big weapon for Tennessee. And all these predictions, preseason predictions, having Tennessee winning 5 games, and folks looking at last year and saying, well, they won 4 this year. We think they're going to win 1.5 games more than the year before. And I understand the schedule is not easy, but I don't see 5.5 wins with this football team. I see more. And I just trust my eyes and what I'm seeing. The receivers bounce back a little bit there. Now, still got to get better. But I tell you, I saw some coaching yesterday. I saw some really encouraging things on that practice field last night. And I'm looking forward to seeing Tennessee take the field against West Virginia. Looking forward to it. I mean, first full week today. I mean, they hit the practice field last Friday for the first time. This will be 1 week today. And I can tell a huge difference in a week. And the reason why is because there's no wasted reps. There's not any wasted time. Guys are getting better. Kevin Scherr, Chris Rump, co-defense coordinators. And they are the defense coordinators now. Pruitt is letting his guys coach. And like I said, Tyson Helton, man, he's doing his thing so far. But we'll see when the games take place, when Tennessee's playing West Virginia and some of these other really good teams. We'll see then, but very encouraged by what I've seen so far, what I saw yesterday. Excuse me, 865-255-03. Because I was at practice, I didn't get a chance to watch a lot of the NFL preseason games. So I know a lot of new names or new teams and rookies and made their debut. Saquon Barkley, Baker Mayfield. I know we had some Vols make some plays there with Cam Sutton with a pick. I know you're happy about that, Ben. Josh Dobbs threw a touchdown pass. I know you're happy about that, too. But didn't get a chance to really see all of the NFL preseason. I saw some highlights. I saw your Titans looking fresh in their new unis against the Green Bay Packers.
That was about the only thing that looked all that good last night. But, of course, preseason games are typically fairly meaningless. Almost none of the starters really played. But, it was fun to see football. I only saw really just the fourth quarter. I was occupied for a good chunk last night. Either way, I'm just happy that we're getting back to football. That's all I know.
Any flaming hot takes you want to give regarding last night's preseason game? I mean, any conclusions we want to jump to? I mean, the Browns did look pretty good last night. Baker Mayfield and Tyrod Taylor both lit it up yesterday.
The Titans secondary is not nearly as good as I thought it would be.
They just got
but it's a preseason.
They just got Kenny Vaccaro back. Well, they just signed him because your starting safety got hurt during the preseason. Mm-hmm. So they just signed Kenny. like a week ago or so.
Yeah, but guys like Malcolm Butler, at times, you know, I've seen the highlights now, do look lost. And that's not ideal for a guy that the Titans paid a bunch of money for.
Former Super Bowl MVP?
Yeah, and was supposed to be so good. So maybe there was a reason he got sat out of the Super Bowl. Maybe.
Been really good in camp so far. So
That was the main thing, is because people were, oh, Malcolm Butler, and then you actually put him out there, and he was all over the place in a bad way.
Andrew Luck hitting the game field for the first time in 500-plus days. It was good to see him out there with the Colts. So a lot of talking about football will go down today. I'm really, really excited about today's show. NFL, Tennessee, very encouraged by what I seen. Saw it yesterday at practice for Tennessee. I really am. 865-255-03, but you still got to be careful and keep things in perspective and just pump the brakes. But I saw a lot of good things last night. First break of the day, Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Stay with us.
Hour one of the Swain Event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Get ready for a better school year by shopping the Back to School Sale at Better Mattress, happening now. Whether you're a parent or a student, you know a good night's sleep makes a difference in your day. Whether it's the patience to sit in school traffic or the concentration you need to pass your test, a better night's sleep is super important for the whole household. Right now, choose a twin, full, or queen bundle deal, all starting at just $379. The Back to School Bundle Deal from Better Mattress is everything you need in one stop for a better night's sleep. Get a mattress, box spring, frame, sheets, and a memory foam pillow, all delivered for free, starting at just $379. You choose the size twin, full, or queen, the price stays the same. We know one size doesn't fit all. Over a dozen different mattresses qualify for this offer. Have a better school year this year. Get the Better Mattress Back to School Bundle Deal while supplies last. Tell them Seth sent you and ask to try my mattress. Don't wait. Shop now. Chat live with a representative at bedrmattress.com. Good night. Just got better.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jared Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jared Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jared Castile and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken. Not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
So yesterday's press conference, 11:30, Jermaine Pruitt talked to the media. And to be honest, he didn't really say too much. He said absolutely nothing.
Well, at this point, you're already to the point where in fall camp, Jermaine Pruitt has had, I think, what is this? Is that his fifth time talking to the media in 7 days? Fourth or fifth, if I'm thinking correctly. I mean, at a certain point, what else are you supposed to say? Like, there are only so many questions we can ask. There's only so much stuff he can say. And I think you're sort of getting to that point.
Yeah, it just wasn't much to talk about yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I do appreciate is that, you know, he didn't try to just make up something. He didn't try to, you know, make up some fluff just to make people feel good. There's nothing to highlight, no one to, you know, point out. It's fall camp. And they intentionally set the stage for guys to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes because you're going to be tired. You're going to be sore. It's rep after rep after rep. And you know, you're building your stamina. You're building, tolerance. You're building this hard shell that you're going to have to rely on during the season. You don't have to play tired, but you're going to have to think. You got to think. Sometimes when you – well, not sometimes, but most of the mental mistakes happen when you get tired or when you get hurt. And you got to push through that. You got to be able to lock in even when you're tired, even when you're a little banged up. You got to think out there. This game is 90% mental. 90% mental. Because everyone is good. Everyone is physically athletic. Everyone's physically gifted. You wouldn't be at Tennessee. You wouldn't be playing in the SEC if you didn't have some type of ability. So what's the edge? Well, the edge is mental. The edge is mental. And fall camp, it's all about building that mental advantage, whether it's toughness, whether it's just building some intelligence about your football. Building your football IQ, whatever it is. That's what fall camp is designed to do. So I appreciate Jermaine Pruitt not just throwing names out there just to do it, because they haven't had a scrimmage yet. They haven't had a real scrimmage. Now, there's going to be some players that will separate themselves from the pack Sunday when they have the scrimmage. Real scrimmage. Are they going all the way to the ground? Are they tackling to the ground? Is it live all the way? I don't know that. But there will be some players that stand out. When the offense has to go in a 10-12 play drive, how will the defense respond? It's easy to go out there if you're Alante Taylor, a true freshman, and make a couple plays during 7-on-7. You do two or three plays in a row, then you'll get some water. What's going to happen when he is a defensive back on a 10-play drive and the receiver that he's guarding just ran three go routes? And then that receiver is substituted by another receiver, and now Alante is tired, but now he's going up against a wide receiver who's just had rest, and he's fresh. How will he respond? See, that's what people don't really understand. There's a difference between standing out in 7-on-7 at practice or 1-on-1s, and what are you going to do 11-on-11 in a full scrimmage situation? Tyson Helton. He's going to be approaching the scrimmage like a game. You don't think he's going to see that? Let's run Alante Taylor three times on a go route, get him tired, and then let's bring in a fresh wide receiver and then go run a deep pass with him or a double move. Because he's tired, he won't be disciplined. That's what I'll be paying attention to. Who's going to stand out in the scrimmage? 865-255-03. I think we have Jamal is calling from Chattanooga. Jamal, did we get that right? If we didn't.
Jamal.
Who we got there?
Tramiel.
My bad, man. Tramiel.
What up, baby?
What's going on, man? Good morning. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, man. You know, I've been grinding. I was in school and stuff. I graduated now.
Congratulations, man. You catching up with Charlie?
Certified.
You catching up with Charlie, man.
Yeah, man. How y'all doing? What's up, Charlie? What's up, Ben?
What's up?
How's it going?
Man. You know, getting ready for this season.
Are you
y'all ready? I know y'all ready.
Oh, I'm ready, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
little news you telling me. I've been watching.
I'm ready to go, man.
Ready to see these boys. They getting some good coaching up there, man. And I just had to read the little read up about the defensive lineman, Shy Tuttle and them, how they getting their last chance or whatever, whatnot. But Tracy Rocker now finna have them boys getting at it, ain't they?
Tracy Rocker, Chris Rump, man, those two dudes, they can coach, man. They can coach. Our defensive line, our front seven, they gonna be all right.
I think we might surprise some people, man. I ain't think we finna go win no national championship, but you know, that's what I hope every year. You know, my ball heart tell me we winning that thing every year. You know what I'm saying? But realistically, that schedule is, I don't know who scheduled us. I think maybe Alabama came in, was just like, you know, let them play them and them and them. Schedule for something. I don't know what happened there.
Well, I mean, the schedule's hard every year, but it's just a different degree. So, like, I think
ridiculous, though, man.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, 2016, it was hard because you had to go to what you play Florida, and then you had to go to Texas A&M, and it was a travel. The travel was hard.
This, dude.
But I'm saying it's hard for different reasons. You know, so 16.
You got Alabama, Auburn, man. Jesus. Man. Christ.
It's always hard, Tramiel. That's, I mean, it's SEC. It's always hard.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think we get the tough schedule. I know they be putting their RPIs and whatever about who has the toughest schedule. I could be being biased as a fan, but that's a ridiculous schedule for anybody.
It is. It's hard.
But yeah, man, I appreciate y'all taking my call, man. I just wanted to holler at y'all. You know, I'm back on it now, listening. Y'all keep doing your thing, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate your mail. It's always hard. The schedule's always hard. It's just harder this year for different reasons. And you have a, you know, 3-4 game stretch that's very, very tough. But you do have a bye weekend in between there. But I don't think I remember the last time I've looked at the schedule preseason and go, man, this schedule is easy. Ooh, this schedule for Tennessee, man, it is easy. It's always been hard. Now, Florida's schedule this year looks very favorable, but man, for Tennessee, it's always been hard, in my opinion.
There's just some things that Tennessee could do to alleviate the extremeness. How extreme their schedule seems to be, like, move Kentucky into the middle of the season. Why do you always have to backload it with these laughers? You know, your Missouri, Kentucky, Vanderbilt is always at the end of the season. Let's play Missouri week 4 after Florida instead of Alabama or Georgia or I guess Alabama's later in the year, you know, third Saturday in October, whatever. But you know what I mean? Like, just that right there would alleviate a lot of that, ooh, Tennessee schedule, look at this. Because the fact that when you look at this, it's not a totally out-of-the-ordinary SEC schedule, but you play Florida, Georgia, Auburn, Alabama, South Carolina all in a row with a bye week in between. And so people look at that and they say, geez, Tennessee's going to be obliterated by the end of that stretch. And who knows how they're going to play on the back half of the season. So there are things that you could do while keeping the same exact schedule to help yourself. And I don't know why they don't do those things, but maybe they don't have a choice. I, you know, obviously I'm not totally up on exactly how the scheduling process goes, but
I mean, you look at Florida's schedule and they open with a cupcake, in Charleston Southern. Their first SEC game has been Kentucky. And so they get to dip their toe in the water a little bit. In conference play with Kentucky. Now, some folks think Kentucky's going to beat Florida. I'll believe that when I see it. But Florida plays Kentucky. And then they play Colorado State, which is a little bit better than Charleston Southern, but should be no problem for Florida. And then Florida plays us the fourth game of the season. Now, they have a little tough stretch here, too. They play us, they play Mississippi State, and they play LSU. Regardless of how good the teams will be, those are three physical football games back-to-back-to-back for Florida. That's going to be some head-knocking in those three games in consecutive weeks. Then Florida plays Vanderbilt. Then they play Georgia. So they have seven back-to-back SEC games in a row, starting with Tennessee, Mississippi State, LSU, Vanderbilt, Georgia, Missouri, and then South Carolina. So their schedule's not easy, but they throw in Vanderbilt right in the middle of that schedule, and it feels a little bit easier for them. Whereas in our schedule, like you said, Charlie, you got Kentucky, you got Vanderbilt later on in the season at the end. So it feels like our schedule is tougher than Florida's, but you just got to embrace it and roll.
That can also be a positive, though, because while Tennessee is playing Vanderbilt and Kentucky to end the year, Florida is playing Florida State, Georgia's playing Georgia Tech, Auburn's obviously playing Alabama. So if there's a year where Tennessee's in contention to maybe make the playoffs or get to Atlanta, those other teams are playing really hard teams where Tennessee gets to play Vanderbilt and Kentucky. So it can work both ways. It's just I think it's been magnified to go against Tennessee because of how bad Tennessee's been in recent years.
True.
That's kind of magnified the strength of the schedule. If Tennessee was a top 10 team in the country, would we be saying the schedule is as difficult as it is? Because I don't think that we'd be throwing South Carolina into that stretch.
That's very true.
Florida probably would not be viewed as tough of a game. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, you would have Georgia and Alabama and Auburn would be a three-week stretch that you don't want to deal with. But Tennessee's a better football team. Schedule's not as hard.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
That's right. Yeah. When you're sorry, every game is hard.
Yep.
You know, but when you're good, it's not tough. You know, when has anyone looked at Alabama's schedule and go, man, oh, my gosh. Man, Alabama got a tough schedule. Or Clemson, man, they got a tough schedule. Nah, man, they're good. So go beat those teams that you're already better than. So Ben makes a really, really good point, 100%. Yeah, it's tough because we're not good and because these teams may be better than us, you know, on paper. That's why it appears to be tough. So got to get better. Good point by Ben right there. 865-255-03. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Today's lunch special is the bacon, wrap, shrimp, and grits. Stay with us. Be right back.
Hour one of the Swain Event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Gentlemen, get back in the game. Did you know that one out of every three men over 40 may have low testosterone? Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. Do you know your numbers? Well, I know my numbers. Low T Center made it quick and easy. I walked in, I took a simple blood test, and I knew my results in about 20 minutes. Their service is even covered by most health insurance. So give them a call, 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Big Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's Salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man, select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to The Swain Event.
Let's go to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline, Hour 1, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Let's get to Turkey Man. Turkey Man, good morning.
Good morning, individuals.
Good morning, individual.
Hey, I hope you guys have a great weekend. I got a simple question. I guess it's a simple question. It's an observation, so to speak. if I said that right, Charlie, of all the degrees.
That's good enough.
Okay, close enough. All right. You remember when we was 5-0 a year or so back?
2016.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. You remember how that was? How our team was playing and how we knew we really wasn't 5-0.
Yeah, because we were playing like trash.
Exactly.
It was undisciplined and it was squeaking by and playing down to competition and playing just playing bad football. But we were getting lucky and we were 5-0.
Things were falling our way a little bit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I remember.
All right. Taking that, you know, observation, so to speak. And Ben's, we don't know just how good we're going to be or how bad we're going to be or where we're going to fall in. After four games, at what point, what would the team have to be doing for us to have justified excitement?
Well, you can play disciplined football and play, you know, play good football and be 0-4. No one's going to be excited. I think it's a healthy balance of winning and seeing that these guys are coached up. I think for the most part, and tell me if I'm wrong, people who are listening, if you want to let us know in the text box or Twitter or call in, I think the number one thing you want to see is that our coaching staff, they're prepared and they know what they're doing. They make adjustments in game and halftime. We want to see our players playing hard, not quitting. You know, that Georgia game was absolutely embarrassing. The UMass game was just as embarrassing because you can tell even more that our guys didn't want to be there when you play an inferior opponent and you let them stick around the game. Those two games were embarrassing for Tennessee and Tennessee fans. And so I think the two most important things is you want to see our players playing hard and representing that power to you in their helmet with pride and passion. And then you want to see our coaching staff, you know, earn, you know, the big contracts that they have, the big, you know, money bags that they're holding right now. Earn those contracts by coaching our guys up. I think those are our two main things. And I think you'll be able to tell, you know, in the first four games. Now, offensively, it's going to take some time probably to get down the timing and things like that and figure out, you know, who can you go to and who can you rely on in the fourth quarter situations and who you can't rely on. Hopefully, you're learning those lessons in a win. And I've said it every single preseason, is the first game to the second game, you're going to have the most correctable film and you're going to improve the most. And you want to improve in a winning effort. That's why a lot of teams, you know, schedule cupcakes to start the season and not these type of games that we're in. But I think those things there, Turkey Man, would be what the fans would be excited about. I mean, no doubt it's the record, but I think people want to see the players playing better and the coaches coaching better.
I feel like we could be, and through the first four games, we could be actually 2-2 or 4-0. And
what about 3-1?
Well,
what about that possibility?
That's a possibility, but I'm feeling more the other way. I'm feeling more 2-2 or 4-0. And the reason I said that is I feel like the first game of the season is more of an offensive team, seems to be, from what I can gather. They do the full game and they spread out kind of like Missouri. I think would be similar to a Missouri game in somewhat, and that's just my opinion. I feel like that if we really hold that game and play it, you know, and win it, breaks go our way, then we have a real legitimate shot at Florida, from what I've seen. So I think it'd be 2-2 or 4-0, and I just was thinking about that 5-0 start. How we knew that they weren't just what they were. Bad coaching, bad ball playing. The record wasn't close to what they were. But anyhow, I get out of here, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, I don't think you could understate the kind of confidence it would give this team if they were able to pull out a win against West Virginia. I think that would be huge going into the Florida game. I agree with Turkey Man.
I think regardless of what happens in the West Virginia game, you're gonna go into the Florida game with confidence, because you're gonna play a weak team second game of the season. You're gonna see the adjustments. You play ETSU and UTEP, so you're gonna get two easy wins there. But you should feel confident regardless of what happens in West Virginia, because it is the first game of the season, and you're going to make mistakes. You're going to be able to see those mistakes that you made and make those corrections, and then you'll be able to go into the Florida game and say, okay, well, I know what we did wrong against West Virginia. We're not going to do it again. We can beat Florida. I mean, there's a way to look at it two different ways, whether you win or you lose that game. The first game of the season, I don't need to play West Virginia every year. I don't need to play Oklahoma to start the season, or Louisville, or Florida State. I don't need to be Alabama. But I don't like playing Charlotte's and UTEP's to start the season, because it's really, 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 really deceiving when you beat those teams down. I want to be able to correct as many mistakes as possible fresh out the gate. I don't want to be correcting huge mistakes between the Florida game and Georgia game. I want to correct those mistakes as soon as possible, eliminate bad habits, so that way when we get to conference play, we're ready to go. But West Virginia, anything can happen. I like our team, though. I like the week of practice. I like where we are right now, and I'm curious to see how we are a week from today. We'll go back to the phone, because the phone lines are full.
Blowing up.
And first we will get to, looks like it's Nathan. Nathan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey, Nathan, good morning.
Yeah, a couple things. I think that you're right. I've been kind of excited about West Virginia, because let's just hope that we don't get we're not out of position and lock too many blown coverages and things that, that we've seen over the last several years. But, we're going to get exposed a couple of times, for sure, by that passing attack. And I think it's going to be a great way for us to learn, whether we win the game or not. It's going to be some great learning opportunities. When you talk about, I got in a conversation with a fellow the other day, and it made me think about it. I was listening to, I think, Rocky Top Insider. I can't remember the guy's name, and then – no disrespect, but the guy that hosts a lot with you was on there, and he was talking about, now that we have, good coaches and good coaching and good, and all the players have been underdeveloped over the last 4 to 8 years, and I can agree with all that. But just talk a little bit about, it's obvious, but the head coaching position and what that means, because you had highly talented coaches that were on that coaching staff. Everybody wanted Bob Schutte. Brady Hoke has developed some fantastic defensive linemen. The linebackers coach that really kind of put it on cruise control with us.
Big Pen.
Yeah, I mean, it had some great guys. I mean, these are not just, you know, it's not like you're just going and, you know, picking up some bums and throwing them out there that don't know anything about football. You know, but it's just amazing what that head coach, that head coaching slot does in the leadership, because you could take that same staff and put it with our right head coach and probably be a totally different animal. So it's just interesting to me how these guys were so underdeveloped just because of one guy, potentially. I mean, I don't understand why these other guys weren't able to develop more, and you had guys so far out of position on defense, and when you're supposed to have such a great, you know, up-and-coming coach like Bob Schutte. You know, why weren't our guys more developed? You know, it's not like you said, you just had a bunch of bums out there, didn't know what they were doing.
That's a good question, good point. And I 100% agree with you. I made this example months ago, but the head coach sets the temperature, okay? He sets the temperature. And if the temperature inside your football program is so uncomfortable that you can't do your job, then it's going to affect your players. Brady Hoke is not a bad coach. He wouldn't be coaching in the NFL right now if he was a bad coach. You know, Don Mahoney's not a bad coach. Coach Azani is coaching in the NFL. You have some good coaches on that staff. But the temperature was set by Butch Jones. It was so bad that the coaches had to coach against Butch before they can coach their own players. And that's a problem. When the margin of error is so small, you look at Georgia, you look at Florida, you look at some of the teams that you're recruiting against and competing against, they didn't have those issues. They were on the same page. And that's something that, you know, we didn't have. And so, yeah, that hinders the development of our players. You're absolutely right, Nathan. I agree with you 100%. We didn't have a complete staff of bums as assistant coaches. We did have some bad assistant coaches, some guys who just do not need to coach on this level at all, that was brought in. But not every assistant coach was bad, and that's just the truth. Mike DeBoer went on to Indiana, and, you know, he's done a pretty good job there, and other guys have went other places, and they've done a good job. But, again, the head coach sets the temperature and allows guys to do their job and maximize their coaching abilities, and we didn't have that situation. Mark Elder felt like he needed to escape. Think about that. Mark Elder had to escape. If he was ever going to be a head coach, he had to get out of that situation in Tennessee. And he took the first opportunity he could by going to Eastern Kentucky. And then Mike Bajakian had to get out of there. There was no way that Mike Bajakian was going to be a head coach under the umbrella of Butch Jones. He had to get out of there. And he got out of there the first chance he got. And that was to go be the quarterback's coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when Lovie Smith got the head coaching job. So I think the culture is different now with these coaches, and I think that's why that you're seeing development. That's why I've seen an improvement in, you know, less than a week's time with our players, because it starts at the top. All right, let's keep it going, and
got Knoxville Mike.
Let's get to Knoxville Mike. Knoxville Mike, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Great, man. How are you?
I've been good, man. I've been listening. I just been so swamped, man. I got, you know, three little ones fixing to start school and everything. It's been busy, man.
Hey, I understand, man.
Yep. I just got an opinion / question for you. I heard yesterday or the day before, I really like what you were talking about how, you know, if Pruitt can develop, you know, a freshman cornerback, you know, into what we all hope that Alante Taylor can be, you know, how you were talking about how other recruits are going to like, you know, are going to look at that and, you know, and be excited about that. My question to you is, because I'm often a realist, or my question to you is this right here. You know, can you also look at that? Which way as a recruit do they see that as, you know, wow, you know, I knew he was a good developer of DBs, and, you know, that excites me, or is there in the back of a recruit's mind, are they saying, oh, well, he's already got a 3 or 4 year starter? You know what I'm saying? Do they look at it like, like maybe half of our, one of our cornerback spots are already locked up, and they say, well, I may not get to play there since he's already got a freshman that he's, that may be starting, or I just had that question, man. It just went through my mind.
I got you.
I'll take it off there.
I got you. That's a really good question because, yeah, there can be two sides of it. And understand, when you're recruiting a player and telling him good things, you're going to have coaches at other schools, saying bad things about you and trying to flip what you're telling a good recruit, because recruits are telling the other coaches what's being told to them by Tennessee coaches. I mean, they're going to tell other guys. They have relationships with other assistant coaches. And so you're going to have a recruit who, let's say, tells Florida, yeah, this is what Tennessee is telling me I can do if I come in and play corner here. And then Florida's like, okay, well, let's take what Tennessee's telling them and let's find a rebuttal. And then let's start telling that recruit that. And then you try to get that recruit to come to your school. In the case of Alante Taylor and Bryce Thompson, it's going to be a selling point for Pruitt and company down the road recruiting corners, because not only did they take two freshmen and the track that they're on now, they look like they're going to be playing a lot of football this season, but they took two wide receivers and developed them into hopefully our two really good corners. And that's going to be the good selling point for Tennessee. On the flip side, and this is what Nelson Mike is saying, other schools are going to say, well, they have their guy for the next 3 years. Why would you go there when they already have their guy? As a recruit, the number one thing that should matter is, can you make me better? Can this coach make me better? Can I become a better football player with this coach and possibly go to the next level? There's not a place you're going to go if you're a really good player that you're not going to compete unless you want to go to UTEP. If you're a five-star, four-star player, you want to go to UTEP because you don't want to compete, go for it. See you. You want to go to Charlotte, go for it. But if you want to play against the best of the best, you're going to have to compete. And so you're not going to be able to escape that at all. And that's what I would say if I'm Tennessee and I had to, go up against the whole, you're not going to play if you go to Tennessee because Alante Taylor is locking that position down for the next 4 years. You look at, kind of Florida's DBs there, and they got two guys who have the corner positions more locked down probably than anywhere in the SEC besides Alabama. I mean, they got two young players that are really good at corner.
Just look at the Alabama quarterback room. Two is not at Alabama. Four or five-star recruits don't want to compete.
Yeah.
Because Jalen Hurts had that position, quote-unquote, locked down after he led Alabama to the national championship game.
You're going to have to compete. That's just the way it is. And that's a really good question by Mike. Really, really, really good question. I was thinking about that not too long ago. But you look at Florida's corners, and we'll get back to the phones because we got to go to a break. But you look at Marco Wilson, and you look at C.J. Henderson. They're sophomores. They're not going anywhere. They got at least two more years. At least two. So you're looking at 3 years of watching those dudes play because they're not going anywhere. They're sophomores. They've had 2 years at Florida, whereas Alante Taylor hasn't even played a season yet. But hey, you can definitely twist it how you want to twist the narrative if you're Florida or if you are Tennessee. All right, we got to go to a break. We'll take a quick break, come back. We'll hit Attaboy. Got three phone calls that we will get to, so please stay patient. And we're coming to you after the break. Hour one driven by Toyota Knoxville.
Hour one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
There is a 30% chance of rain today, mostly cloudy, with a high of 85 and a low of 69. A 40% chance of rain tomorrow, partly sunny, with a high of 88 and a low of 70. Sunday, the potential for showers sticks around at 40% with a high in the upper 80s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by Be Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, Be Dry can help. BeDry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give Be Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958,
That's right. Nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
It's almost football time in Tennessee, which means it's time to get geared up at Alumni Hall. Find the best selection of Nike, Nike Golf, Tommy Bahama, and all those retro logos you love. Don't forget about your game day crew. Plenty of selection for the ladies, the little balls, and to upgrade their tailgate. Shop now at one of their six convenient locations in Tennessee or 24/7 at alumnihall.com. VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The Shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The Berry Punch and Activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the Pure Recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK.
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
I like your style. You remind me of a young me.
Failure is not an option.
That boy is good.
Home, remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Attaboy.
Attaboy is brought to you by Premier Surgical and PremierSurgical.com.
Having surgery can be scary, and having to navigate around a massive medical center can be even more overwhelming. Fortunately, there's the Premier Office-Based Surgery Center on Paper Mill here in Knoxville. Offers a convenient and affordable option for surgical care. Their skilled surgeons and friendly staff treat you just like family. And Premier also offers flat fee package pricing for basic gallbladder and hernia procedures. So visit PremierSurgeryPackages.com for all the details. And that's the Premier Office-Based Surgery Center. Surgical expertise you can trust. Now, I have an attaboy out of Alabama. A state that, you know, gets a lot of for what's, but also an attaboy for Zach Edwards. Zach Edwards was getting married on Orange Beach in southern Alabama when a young man was drowning in the ocean right behind he and his wife taking pictures on the beach. Now, Zach is a U.S. Coast Guard officer, and he saw this and immediately leapt into action. Ultimately, Zach Edwards saved the young man, 18-year-old Jamel Robinson, from the undertow. So he just went from taking pictures in a suit on the beach to in the water, saving a young man's life. So a huge, huge attaboy to Zach Edwards. A very cool story of selflessness.
Oh, I like it, man. I like it. We'll get to that. We'll get back to that here shortly. Let's get to Travis. Travis, good morning.
Hey, Jason, Charlie, Ben. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning, Travis.
Hey, I want to touch on what Turkeyman was saying just a little bit, and it kind of goes into this coaching staff. So the last coaching staff, you know, you'd play UMass close, and you'd play down to another team's level. Let's say we don't win the West Virginia game. Hey, we keep it close. You know, I'm not going to talk up loss to Florida like that, but hey, Florida. But I just wanted to say sorry, I lost my thought. There's someone walking on me here at work. Hey, but if we go to play UTEP and ETSU, if we beat those teams like we should beat those teams, I think that'll be the first, big sign in this coaching staff if they're going in the right direction or not. Or if we play them close, you know, it might kind of be a scary thought as compared to the Butch years. But that's all I wanted to get at. I hope you guys have a good weekend and hang up and listen.
I like it. I'll get back to that, Travis, after hour two here. Let's get to Hillbilly Bopper. Good morning.
Morning, Swain. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, man, I just had a the caller ahead of Travis just kind of hit what I was going to call about, but it's mine was on about player development, I guess, you know, with watching everybody phase into their positions and their roles, you know, since Butchie Boy's out. I just wanted to, you know, kind of get a feel for what you think that, you know, these guys are, how they're going to develop. You know, like, I know we've got a just maybe not even a full year with Kongbo and Batulu. We might have a couple of years. But, you know, those guys that didn't get really much time because of injury and other things. But I just want to know your thoughts, you know, what you think the player development role is going to be for the coaching staff and for, you know, these other guys that are up there that are new. But just wanted to call in and say that. I know you got a lot going on, but I hope you guys have a good weekend. And I want to give a shout-out to all the balls that made things happen in the NFL preseason last night.
I like it. Thank you, Hillbilly Bopper. Hour two coming up around the corner. Stick with us.